In lesson 30, we're going to look at how to say quantities in French. So much, many, enough, as much, all those kind of words. So how do you say I have?
J'ai.
And a little in French is?
Un peu.
The word for money is?
Argent.
So to put them together, I have a little money would be?
J'ai un peu d'argent.
So you notice you add a D apostrophe, almost like you're saying, I have a little of money. J'ai un peu d'argent. Now, a lot in French is?
Beaucoup.
We've probably heard that with merci beaucoup. Thank you a lot. Now, he has is?
Il a.
And therefore, he has a lot of money would be?
Il a beaucoup d'argent.
So we can see there why they add the D, because we say he has a lot of money, and they do the same, beaucoup d'argent. As much in French is?
Autant.
You have is, of course?
Vous avez.
So you have as much money is therefore?
Vous avez autant d'argent.
Now the word for enough is?
Assez.
They have is?
Ils ont.
So they have enough money.
Ils ont assez d'argent.
The word for too much is?
Trop.
We have is?
Nous avons.
So the full sentence, how do you say we have too much money?
Nous avons trop d'argent.
Now, less in French is?
Moins.
I have is?
J'ai.
So, I have less money.
J'ai moins d'argent.
And then more is?
Plus.
Spelt the same as plus. So, you have is?
Vous avez.
And you have more money would therefore be?
Vous avez plus d'argent.
And the word for several is?
Plusieurs.
I have is?
J'ai.
So how would you say I have several cars?
J'ai plusieurs voitures.
What about we have several bikes?
Nous avons plusieurs vélos.
They have several motorbikes.
Ils ont plusieurs motos.
And now let's look at it in the future tense. So how do you say I am going to have?
Je vais avoir.
I am going to have more money.
Je vais avoir plus d'argent.
How do you say next week?
Semaine prochaine.
So the full sentence, I'm going to have more money next week would be?
Je vais avoir plus d'argent la semaine prochaine.
And the other future tense, he will. How do you say he will have?
Il aura.
So he will have less money would then be?
Il aura moins d'argent.
And how do you say this weekend?
Ce weekend.
So he will have less money this weekend.
Il aura moins d'argent ce week-end.
And now the verb to buy, which we know. How do you say I have bought or I bought?
J'ai acheté.
And what about I bought several cars?
J'ai acheté plusieurs voitures.
I bought several cars yesterday.
J'ai acheté plusieurs voitures hier.
And he bought.
Il a acheté.
He bought too many computers.
Il a acheté trop d'ordinateurs.
So again, he bought too many of computers. In French, we add the de. So he bought too many computers last week would be...
Il a acheté trop d'ordinateurs la semaine dernière.
Let's look at some more numbers. So, your sister is 28 years old would be...
Votre sœur a 28 ans.
My wife is 45 years old.
Ma femme a 45 ans.
Your wife is 47 years old.
Votre femme a 47 ans.
My sisters are 27 years old.
Mes sœurs ont 27 ans.
My mother is 62 years old.
Ma mère a 62 ans.
Your son is 20 years old.
Votre fils a 20 ans.
Your daughter is 24 years old.
Votre fille a 24 ans.
My daughter is 23 years old.
Ma fille a 23 ans.
And your husband is 41 years old.
Votre mari a 41 ans.
Now, do you remember how to say, I like dancing every weekend?
J'aime danser chaque weekend.
So remember, danser is the second verb in the sentence, so it keeps to its full form, danser. And what about, he eats fast food every weekend?
Il mange le fast food chaque weekend.
And to say she has a job in slang, how would you say that?
Elle a un job.
And what about she is going to be a supermodel?
Elle va être une supermodel.
She will be a supermodel.
Elle sera une supermodel.
We have Wi-Fi.
Nous avons le Wi-Fi.
Yes, there is a car park.
Oui, il y a un parking.
And to ask questions. How do you say, you want a steak?
Vous voulez un steak?
What about you are eating the pork?
Vous mangez le porc?
And in the past tense, you ate the pork.
Vous avez mangé le porc?
And to ask questions in another way, how do you say, is it that you want a sausage?
Est-ce que vous voulez une saucisse?
Is it that you like the pork?
Est-ce que vous aimez le porc?
Is it that you have a steak?
Est-ce que vous avez un steak?
And then the third way to ask questions, so switching the noun with the verb, how do you say, do you want ham?
Voulez-vous le jambon?
And what about, are you eating the pork?
Mangez-vous le porc?
And the sentence, I would like to order a sandwich, would therefore be,
je voudrais commander un sandwich.
Remember the verb commander doesn't mean to command, but to order. So what about my sandwich is terrific?
Mon sandwich est formidable.
How about the waitress is kind?
La serveuse est gentille.
Remember gentil, spelled the same as gentle, but means nice or kind. And then finally, the French man is sensitive.
L'homme français est sensible.
The father is not sensitive.
Le père n'est pas sensible.
The mother is sensitive.
La mère est sensible.
The grandfather is not sensitive.
Le grand-père n'est pas sensible.
And the grandmother is sensitive.
La grand-mère est sensible.